This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community Saturday to support the Venezuelan people and recognize the interim government of opposition leader Juan Guaido as he stands up to disputed President Nicolas Maduro. As VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports, Secretary Pompeo took his appeal to the United Nations.
We must all be guided by the pursuit of the well-being of the Venezuelan people.
UN Undersecretary.
That has been Thomas reporting. Now that President Trump and Congress have agreed to a 3-week spending bill to negotiate border security, the U.S. government has reopened with the U.S. Office of Management and Budget sending a memo to close federal government departments and agencies to inform them that their divisions are now open and that their employees could return to work. The memo also called on the agencies to reopen offices in a prompt and orderly manner. In Washington, D.C., the Smithsonian Museums and the National Zoo are to reopen on Tuesday. The bill funding the government through February 15th does not include money for the construction of President Trump's proposed U.S.-Mexico border wall. The president issued a series of tweets Saturday morning about the shutdown and the wall, saying that after two previous caravans of thousands of migrants had been turned away at the southern U.S. border, a new caravan with at least 8,000 people had formed in Mexico and was headed for the United States. A Pakistani lawyer who fled to the Netherlands after defending a Christian against blasphemy charges is now returning to Pakistan to support his client. Saiful Maluk is planning to attend the January 29th Supreme Court hearing of his client, Asia Bibi. Tuesday's proceedings will decide an appeal against Bibi's acquittal, which was issued in October after she had spent years in prison under a death sentence. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan. Reuters' Gavino Garay reports.
As part of the deal, the Taliban sources said they offered assurances that Afghanistan will not be allowed to be used by al-Qaeda and Islamic State militants to attack the United States and its allies, a key demand of Washington. News of progress on the deal comes as the Taliban, a hardline Islamic group that controls nearly half of Afghanistan, continues to stage nearly daily attacks against the Western-backed Afghan government and its security forces. The Taliban says they will finalize a timeline for a ceasefire in Afghanistan, but will only open up talks with Afghan representatives once the ceasefire is implemented. It is not known if a draft acceptable to both sides has been completed or when it might take effect.
The death toll from a dam collapse at a mine that caused a mudslide in Brazil has risen to at least 34. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The torrent is said to have hit at lunchtime on Friday and tore through the mine's cafeteria and offices. This is not the first major disaster linked to the mine's owner either, a corporation called Vale S.A. 3 years ago, Brazil suffered the worst environmental catastrophe in its history when another dam burst at a mining project that Vale was partnered in poured toxic waste into a river. 19 people were killed in that incident. Vale's chief executive said from Rio de Janeiro that Saturday's disaster was a, quote, human tragedy, but may have less environmental damage this time.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Thousands of so-called yellow vest protesters marched in France Saturday in the 11th week of demonstrations against French President Emmanuel Macron's economic reforms. Most protests were peaceful, but in Paris, there were a few violent incidents at Bastille Square at the endpoint of the day's march. Protests around the country began November 17th against a planned fuel tax increase. The demonstrations have transformed into protests largely against President Emmanuel Macron's liberal economic reform policies. Reacting to the movement, Macron in December made tax and salary concessions. A dozen immigrant workers at one of President Donald Trump's golf clubs in New York who were in the U.S. illegally were fired this month, even with managers knowing about their legal status for years. As the president railed against immigrants coming into the country illegally during the government shutdown, a manager at the Trump National Golf Club in Westchester County called a dozen immigrant workers into a room one by one January 18th and fired them. According to their lawyer, many of them had worked at the club for a dozen or more years, he said, and managers knew they had submitted phony documents but looked the other way. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.